System. I want to talk about community service. I don't know whether you see, every now and again there's an industrial estate a couple of miles from where I live, and at the weekend, and I think it is predominantly at the weekend, you'll see a group of lads, and I've only ever seen lads, I haven't seen women, but there'll be about 15-20 lads, and they'll be in pink high visibility jackets, and they'll have community payback printed onto the back of their jackets, and I don't know what they do. I get the impression that they seem to have garden rakes, and maybe they're just raking pebbles from one side to another side. I'm not sure what they do, and I'm not sure how the community benefits from it. If you have any experience whatsoever, maybe you've seen community payback teams, and they are convicted criminals who a judge has said, we're going to ask you to do 240 hours community service. If you've done CS, if you've done community service, was that a sufficient deterrent? Let me explain why. A top legal expert says that giving people prison sentences for crimes such as theft, fraud, well, he's saying that they shouldn't go to jail. Professor Ashworth said our jails should be used for people who commit violent and sexual crimes or for crimes like robbery and blackmail. Instead, he reckons that the lesser crimes, if you've been the victim of a burglary or theft or fraud, then it's not an insignificant crime to you. But I dare say in the hierarchy of crime, then yes, it is. It is a lesser crime when you look at things like murder and rape and obviously very serious crimes like that. Anyway, 20,000 people a year go to prison for theft or handling stolen goods. Community sentences, it's said, could shave 6,000 off that figure and save 230 million quid a year. Listen, here's a question for you. What do you think? Have you ever had to do a community service? You can come on the air. You can be honest and open with me. We can change your name, your identity, your location. I don't mind. We'd love to hear your story. If you were the victim of theft, fraud, would you want the person that did that to go to prison or be out in the community in a high-vis jacket with a rake, raking pebbles? I'm sure there's more to it. Here's the number, 08453 00 9956. I want to know what community sentences are. Are they a good alternative to prison? Do they work as a crime deterrent? Has this professor got it right, or has he got it terribly wrong? Have a little think about that. Adrian McNulty is the head of Dudley Probation Service. He's on the line now. Good afternoon, Adrian.
Hello, Danny.
Hi, thank you so much for your time. I see a gang of lads, Adrian, normally on a Sunday, and they're wearing the pink viz jackets, and they seem to be doing a bit of gardening, a bit of raking in the hedgerow. They don't seem to be doing a lot. Is there more to community service than just dossing about with a rake?
Yes, there is. I mean, community service, or what we call unpaid work, is only one part of an individual's community sentence. Now, what we do is we advise